And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, get this one, three rules of giving. Three rules. Now, there's more, but we're doing three rules of giving. Plus, we're going to look at something a little different, something to know about loving your neighbor. People say, hey, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. What does that mean? How does that work? We'll wind our way through and look at what it means to be enjoying it and close out this particular hour with today's Facebook post again, again, and again.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for M&Ms. I can't have any more M&Ms. Every time somebody has M&Ms, I just take them and put them in my mouth like they're oxygen. So we can't talk about that. However, it's good to know it's not professional radio you're listening to. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
To help relieve you of those burdens that you were going through.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you? Is this you? I want to
be. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I need a neck massage. I slept really funny last night. You ever sleep funny, kind of awkwardly, and then you wake up and you know you're trying to turn, but then you don't really fully turn, and then you kind of sleep a little bit more, and then you wake up and you go, what happened? Well, that's what I did, so my neck is like, woo, needing some work there for sure. Could use some prayers, would appreciate it very much. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. How good of a friend, speed dial friend. How good of a friend, guy that stands by, not just this show, not just KPRZ, but the Christian community. How good of a friend, somebody that you can trust and have confidence in that what you care about as you're dealing with real estate, he does. Not weirdly, not bizarrely, not fakely, you know, not, it's like, come on. Sam is a guy that's in there. If he can get the job done and help you get it done, he'll do it. If it can't get done, he's not able to do it, he'll tell you. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, if you're looking to buy or sell apartments, commercial buildings, that part doesn't matter. If it's real estate, you want to touch base with Sam, thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. That is his website. And we encourage you to call him. He does have his phone surgically attached to his temple, according to his wife. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's for somebody else and it's not for you, then we say, send them to Sam. A little Yosemite Sammy thingy going on there. They send them to Sam. Now, if I could do any other line with that voice, I would. But I can't. So I won't. All right. Let's get into our What's Bugging Me segment. brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. ecolitermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Yes! Perfect. That was perfect. Nailed it down. All right. I'm gonna confess a semi-sin. Now, when I say a semi-sin, somewhere in me, I know it's a sin. But, you know, it's surfacey, maybe not so much. But here's my semi-sin. Yesterday, with my wonderful, wonderful bestest friend ever, ever, ever in the world, her and I got ready for the gym. Yep. I've got new running shoes. Because I buy running shoes once every 10 years. So I'm pretty thrifty. Okay. I didn't realize that they didn't make them in the big scuba gear thing anymore. I didn't realize they were smaller. So anyway, I got them and I got my shorts on, and I actually got a $3.99 shirt from Walmart on Saturday. Fits like a glove. The Fruit of the Loom, it fits great. $3.99. Just a gray shirt. Perfect. Got myself all together. My wife, as a little gift, got me even some socks that go with it. Got all dressed up. Sat down, had my cordon bleu with Tabasco sauce. Had another cordon bleu with Tabasco sauce. And then I watched football the rest of the day. So I was ready. I was there. I was pumped. And then I watched football the rest of the day. Was the football good? No, but I missed it so much that I didn't go to the gym. I'm not saying that I was lazy, but I'm not saying I was active either. If you get my drift, that's what's bugging me. Getting dressed for gym, not going to the gym. I'm good at that. Don't forget Abounding Grace, Pastor Chris Gordon. He is going to be on our show on Thursday at 3:30, coming into the studio. Very excited to have him in. He's a great guy. And we're going to get a chance to talk. Now, his show is before ours and after ours. So if you need sanity after this insanity, that's the place you want to get it. He will be Abounding Grace, by the way, 1:30, Monday through Fridays, and 4 p.m. Going to be joining us. Should be lots of fun. Let's get into our DDD entitled Three Rules of Giving. You're going to notice a theme between this, the next segment, and the segment after. They're all different DDDs, Devotional Diamonds of the Day, but they will have a similar theme. Here we go. Three Rules of Giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has proposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to say something that can get me knocked off the air today. Nah, that's just too bad, because this is what the scripture says. You know, when you hear our appeals, we want you to participate. But if you don't participate, never feel guilty. Just don't do it. Because you have to go based on where your heart is leading and what that connection is between you and the Lord. Now, I've been around in the Christian faith for a little while. I didn't get the advantage of the 50s tent preaching, but I got the advantage of the, you know, 70s tent preaching. And we've heard some doozies, haven't we, in our Christian faith? Reach down. Do you want me to do it for you? Reach down. Reach down into your pocket and pull out the green that does make this machine work. That's, we heard that for years. You know you heard that. How about the guy? I'm not even going to say his name. Okay, get my Bible. Get my study Bible, and I will personally anoint it for you. Oh, yeah, that's what I need. Your anointing as opposed to God's anointing. That's what I need. Your anointing on my Bible. How about this guy? I'll tell you what, if you give money, I guarantee I'll send you something. You'll never be penniless. What is it? It's a penny. Is that wrong? Yes. Is that manipulation? Yes. Is that sinful? Yes. It's wrong. It's wrong to do. Look, when you give, there are principles that God operates with. If you give sparingly, yeah, that's kind of where you're looking at. You probably receive on that sparingly side if you give bountifully. You know, it does say what a man sows, that shall he also reap in the book of Galatians. But God's biggest concern about giving has to do with that heart, that center of you. And one thing he doesn't like, so hard to believe this, he doesn't like grudgingly givers. That's people that give because they've been manipulated or they feel the pressure outside of God to give. Now, if the Lord came to you and said, give, you know, $200, give $20, give $5,000. The Lord said that to you and you didn't do it. You're on your own, man. That's obedience all day long. You have to deal with that. But if it's an opportunity to give and it's a decision to give and you decide in your heart what you're going to give, you make that decision. Just don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it in this forceful capacity. I know that some people have a problem with Christian radio where people, we have our sponsors and people that promote their businesses, and then we'll ask for money for our causes, and they'll ask for services. I understand that some Christians don't like that. They should not listen to the pay-style radio. I don't, you know, fine. They're not the worst people in the world. I just disagree. However, never give because you've been twisted to give. And by the way, that word cheerful is, in fact, that Greek word that comes from hilarion. Hilarious, like giving cheerfully. God loves it when you have this, yeah, I want to give. You know, I want to do this, something special for this person. I think the bigger challenge is when we encounter that and you want to give to somebody, but you recognize you can't or you don't have the capacity. But I think you should say to the Lord, I want to give. I can't do that right now, but help me so I can in the future. That's the attitude I think we need to be taking. What God doesn't want is he doesn't want the giving to be grudgingly, and he doesn't want it under compulsion. He doesn't want somebody taking your arm and twisting it behind your back and saying, give because I have asked you. I know it's just horrible to say this, and I've said this and actually had people mad at me, national leaders. God doesn't need your money. I know. How could you say that? Well, he actually doesn't need your money, but he wants your heart. So work it out, because too many people, their heart's connected to the money. Yikes. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
More horrific details about the persecution of Christians in North Korea are being revealed. This is truth itself. A new report released last week by the British-based human rights advocacy organization Christian Solidarity Worldwide includes stories of torture, mutilation, and murder. CSW reports that although North Korea is a member of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, freedom of religion is one right that is largely non-existent in the country. The report states, denial of this right has occurred since the 1950s, and the current leader, Kim Jong-un, continues to violate citizens' religious freedom. Religious beliefs are seen as a threat to the loyalty demanded by the supreme leader, so anyone holding these beliefs is severely persecuted. Christians suffer significantly because of the anti-revolutionary and imperialist labels attached to them by the country's leadership. Although the South Korea-based Database Center for North Korean Human Rights finds that there are at least 123 religious institutions in North Korea, most of them are Buddhist and Shwandoist. Even though there are three Protestant churches, one Catholic cathedral, and a Russian Orthodox church in the capital, those state-sponsored churches are only there for propaganda purposes. Although the spreading of the gospel is forbidden in North Korea, as it is considered a crime against the state, many North Koreans are exposed to Christianity through family ties, missionaries, or external religious organizations and charities. A new study showed two things Americans are most stressed about. One, healthcare expenses, and two, saving for retirement. One phone call right now can take care of both of these. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 to your retirement every month. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of the praises to the end we sing.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I like that song. Of course, my brother wrote it, so I kind of like it a little more. But yeah, I like that song a lot. Couple things to cover, which I don't do a very good job at. And by the way, if in the last 5 years I've said something that was deeply offensive or done something that was deeply offensive, that was never my intent. I've never had the intent to come out and purposely offend. That does not mean that I undo my opinions. It doesn't mean any of that. But if you've been hurt by something, I'm sorry, I never mean to hurt anybody. It's not the goal of life, nor do I believe it's the goal of any of us who are believers to try to hurt or wound one another. But part of the process of understanding why we need salvation and redemption goes along the lines of we are sinners, and you could be super duper 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 spiritual. You could be so spiritual you've got so many degrees they call you Dr. Fahrenheit. You're so smart it's unbelievable. But that doesn't mean you won't offend people. And in case you're wondering, Jesus offended a lot of people. I mean, that's just part of the process. And you might say, well, I know, but he didn't offend more people than he was ministering to. Well, maybe, maybe not. But he did say, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to life. So maybe that's something to consider. Okay. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. Our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral and his great staff doing a fantastic job taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the farthest places on the earth. I'm in the middle of my master's degree, as many of you know. Guess what class I'm in right now? You won't believe it. I'm trying not to flip out. But we're doing a world religion kind of review. That goes well for me. Okay, maybe not so much. But the idea is, there's a lot of different belief systems. There's a lot of different groups that have different, concepts and theories. To take the truth into these lands and to share Jesus Christ is not the same thing as going to a Billy Graham conference in the old days when you were at a stadium or a big church. It's just not the same world. Out there, when there's preaching and sharing of the gospel, there is life risk at the moment. So we pray for this group because we love these guys. We love their mission. We love what they do. They are passionate about empowering rural pastors and helping them financially and helping them from an educational point of view. They're passionate about helping villages so they can have good, clean drinking water. I like that. That's something I think is cool. I stand by that. I love that the show has done things. I can't even pronounce the cities we've done things in. I think it's cool. I don't know why. That's awesome.
I encourage you to pray for him. If you want to get more information on Whitefields, or if you want to see if there's a connect, check it out. Like we said before, just find out. Whitefields.org. Whitefields.org out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. All right. Let's see. I did mention Abounding Grace. I should mention we are doing the K-Praise app. I did tell you, against my better judgment, but it is free. I still feel there should be a fee attached to it, but you just go to the app store. Like Robo Producer and I said, well, he was filling in for Agent Squires, who's back today, by the way. What we said is it's like going to a store where you buy an app. I don't know. And there's polls and candy polls, Apple candy polls. I don't know. I don't get the app thing. What I do know is you go to you type in KPRZ, you can get our app for free. You can listen to the station. You can join in contests. And you can look really cool because you have something on your phone that does something. I got that. I figured that out. All right. Let's get into our next little segment. This is going to be kind of an interesting one. It has a similarity to the last one we were discussing in regards to giving, but I want to really emphasize how Jesus communicated our process of loving our neighbor. Because somewhere in our systems, there have been legalistic proclamations on how we should do that. Let's look at what Jesus actually said and see if it compares. This is called Something to Know About Loving Your Neighbor, Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 35. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. I do want you to be aware, these are two people that saw somebody in pain, and they went out of their way to get out of the way. Did you ever do that? You go out of your way not to look at somebody, not to see something, to turn your head away from something? That's what that is. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to the inn to care for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. This is the story Jesus was teaching when he was communicating who our neighbor is supposed to be. This Samaritan to the Jewish race was not thought of in a high capacity. These are people that didn't like one another, groups, breeds that didn't like one another. You can get as mad as you want, but there are different nationalities and different groups of people. Just look at the Tower of Babel and you'll understand why. But here, this gentleman comes across a person who in the natural is an enemy, but this illustration shows you that God can touch the heart of anybody, anywhere, in any system. And what he did is something really important. He acted voluntarily. Now, I want you to listen to what I just said there. He acted voluntarily. He didn't do what he was going to do because he was forced to. You know how the government tries to require people to do things for people? This is not that. When they tell you, you will do this because that is our system and how we set it up. Well, that sounds great. And they try to quote Jesus, and they do. You can just be well aware that the story in no way was this man under compulsion to do anything. He did it because the Spirit of God was with him in the storytelling, if you understand. It's not forced like the government tries to require. A forced giving is unbiblical and, oh, by the way, unlike Jesus, just in case you want to know. He did give of his own resources. Now, this is something that people don't like to think about. Okay, well, I know, but that $20 extra you have, that is your resource. Maybe a meal wouldn't be the worst.
He gave his own resources, and that does include money. Here's the bottom line. He was looking out for another person's well-being, which is the biblical definition of love. Caring about somebody that's not you. Getting that love and that action outside of what you have determined is acceptable or okay. If God loved us based on our acceptability or us being okay, none of us would be loved. He goes beyond what we do in stinking things up and pours his love and his grace upon us because that's his heart for us. So when we're talking about loving our neighbor, we need to ask God to give us the heart that the man had in this story that Jesus told, one that works voluntarily, gives of resources, and cares about another person besides himself. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Frederick Buchner said, "Only a life given away for love's sake is worth living."
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. John Newton wrote, "If, as I go home, a child has dropped a halfpenny, and if, by giving it another, I can wipe away its tears, I feel I have done something. I should be glad to do greater things, but I will not neglect this. These days, it's not hard to find someone in need of comfort. A careworn cashier in a grocery store working a second job to make ends meet. A refugee longing for a home. A single mother whose flood of worries has washed away her hope. A lonely old man who fears he has outlived his usefulness. But what are we to do? Blessed is he who considers the poor," wrote David in Psalm 41. "Even if we can't alleviate the poverty of those we meet along the way, we can consider them, a verb that means to pay attention. We can let people know we care. We can treat them with courtesy and respect, though they may be testy or tiresome. We can listen with interest to their stories, and we can pray for them or with them, the most helpful and healing act of all." Remember the old paradox Jesus gave us when he said in Acts 20:35, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paying attention pays off, for we are happiest when we give ourselves away. Consider the poor. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here At AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I need to send in your direction. Don't forget about our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, Thursday, October 5th at City View Church. We want to let you know Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to be speaking. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be completely awesome. The food, by the way, I did not realize is provided by French Gourmet. Hello. That's good. Don't forget that. Your seating is limited. When we say limited, how do we communicate this in a way you will really understand? Okay, remember that game we used to play, musical chairs? Seating is more limited than that. Instead of them taking away one chair and then you kind of have to fight for one chair. Imagine you're playing musical chairs and they took away half the chairs. Hello, now we're getting closer. So you want to make sure to register at kprz.com and get that coordinated. If you want to, you are welcome to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Last thing I do want to tell you is Crazy Price Mall, where you can get $5 trillion worth of barbecue for $1.55. Okay, no, but you can get 50% off on different foods, different services, different products by going to crazyprice.com. We encourage you to do so. If you can save a couple of dollars, great. Fantastic. We did get word, and we do want to acknowledge, so we know that things are going on in Texas and Louisiana. There's, you know, some difficulties going on there. Scott Wilder is going to try and join us in the next hour to give us an update. He actually lives in that area, and we are not sure if his house is okay or all the information. We'll get that when he gets on the air. So if you want to get a real update from somebody who's right there, not going to have, you know, this mindset of painting it pro-Democrat or Republican or anti-Democrat or Republican, just tell you what's going on and tell you what the needs are. He will be getting in touch with us in a little bit. So we hope him nothing but safety and protection throughout the process. Here we go. As you'll notice in the very first segment, I did spend a little bit of time talking about the rules of giving. And then in the last segment, I talked about the way that we go about loving our neighbor, which is not under compulsion. There's a voluntary context to that. And why I'm bringing that up, and why I'm bringing it up from earlier, and why I'm going to do that again in this portion, is for you to understand that it doesn't matter all of the different voices and sounds. God has spoken to you with truth, and you have a responsibility to utilize that truth and do the things that God has set before you. And you can't use, I'm just, you know, too busy, or this guy said this, and then this gal said this, and this person said this, and this dog said this, and this movie said this. None of that stuff works, right? You have a responsibility, I have a responsibility to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's our responsibility. There's at no point are you and I going to be able to escape and go, well, I didn't know. Well, yes, you did. And you're never going to tell the King of Kings that you didn't know. That's not going to work. So I wanted to kind of tie this up with an interesting title called Enjoying It. Because I think people think of fellowship and think of church and think of doing things like that as a burden, much like work is. But it's not supposed to be that way. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they shared with anyone who was in need. With one accord, they continued to meet daily in the temple courts and to break bread from house to house, sharing their meals with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. A lot of people will use this text, very powerful text, to show the beginnings of the church and how people came together. And there's one thing that they had that we sorely lack in our overall faith. They had one focus. They were like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God. That was the focus that they had. They were committed to advancing the cause. They didn't see the cause as what each group thought the cause was. They saw the cause as this great commission to share the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, that was what they were doing. I want you to read some of this. People, I know some people have a hard time. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods they shared with anyone who was in need. You will actually have people say, look, see there. There's evidence that socialism should be the way that things function. Well, that's one scripture in one situation. And oh, by the way, they did that voluntarily. Nobody was forced to, as you certainly get the understanding of that in Ananias and Sapphira. But what they were willing to do was give to each other because of the cause of Jesus Christ, not because of the cause of government, not because of the cause of pollution, not because of the cause of cleaning up the oceans, not because of the cause of making sure the ice stayed, not any of that stuff anywhere. Zero. They did it to proclaim Jesus Christ. And what you get to notice, if you'll watch, is people will try and get behind a cause and use these type of statements as support for their cause. But they have not, one thing has nothing to do with the other. These are people that were giving, selling, sharing to promote Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, by the way, Jesus' first message, repent. Oh, well. They forget that part because it's not nice. They were doing all of this voluntarily. Here's the part he can't like. This is the part I don't like. They had everything in common, and they were getting together, and they were getting together daily. They were meeting daily in the temple. Guess what? You know that thing we do? Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights? Impressive, right? These guys were meeting every day. Why would you meet every day? Because it's important. We meet twice a week. Because that's convenient. Important versus convenient. So they're meeting daily, which is like, uh-oh. But I like this part, and this is what I want you to see. It's not the drag that people make. Oh, got to get the kids out. Oh, I lost a sock. Oh, the sock demon has stolen another sock, and I cannot go to church. Listen to what they say. They're meeting together. They're meeting in the temple, which is the, you know, kind of the faith part of this. They're meeting, breaking bread house to house, which is much more of the fellowship part of this. And you know what they're doing? They're having a great time. They're just enjoying each other. They're enjoying what their future is. They're enjoying the hope that they're going to be walking into. They're enjoying the grace of God. They're like getting into it. Yeah, this is so cool. Because they're all amongst each other, and they're in love with the Lord, and they support one another, and they strengthen one another. And it's good when you think of church as a drag. Guess what's not the problem? The church. It's you. You're the drag. You got to do a recheck there. You got to do a little bit better. They were there together with gladness and sincere hearts praising God. This is good. They're having a good time. And I love this one line because it doesn't get talked a lot about. It says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. You know, Christians are looking for favor in the marketplace and society. You really want to have favor with God? Then make sure that the people of God are gathering together and you're supporting one another and loving one another and being that witness that Jesus said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love for one another. And make sure that we're operating in that, and then you will see the favor of God poured out on us like it was on the early church. And that doesn't mean there won't be persecution. That doesn't mean there won't be problems. But there is a favor that God pours upon a community when the church is more united and more committed to his cause. If we can just take 2% of what we commit to our cause and give that to God's cause, just 2%. we would be doing so much better. Just 2%. I want to enjoy it. You should want to enjoy it. We should enjoy it. And we should be doing that with one another and enjoying the favor of God. That's what we want. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back with our Facebook post. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the topic of statues and Christianity.
Look, there is a legitimate discussion to be had about this, and I do think that we as Christians need to be careful that we're not making something that is not essential to the faith something that we are willing to fight over to the detriment of the faith of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Just saying we should have a conversation. But there are those that are seeking to exploit this for something much bigger than trying to solve race relations in this country. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to divide this country even further and silence any conservative voice. But I just want to encourage us as Christians to be prayerful rather than reactive to what is happening, not play into the hands of those who are trying to divide this nation further.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
There's no major issue of our world about which God's Word does not provide the most basic and transcendent truths. This is Jim Garlow. Most Christians readily understand the application of biblical truths to personal life, personal emotions, personal ambitions, fears, desires, or to family life. But when it comes to the political, we recoil, most often with the much abused phrase, separation of church and state. As if God has no interest in government. Yet it was God who first thought of government and even described it as being on the shoulder of his incarnated Son. When one mentions the government, particularly pastors, we begin running. This creates great delight to the evil one. But a sovereign king, fully in charge king, doesn't yield any ground to the evil one. And he never intended for us to do that either. This is Jim Garlow, and there's always more of these kind of stories at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Love that song.
Let's make sure everybody knoweth what is going oneth. That's my King Jameseth for you to understandeth. If you want to send an emaileth to us, davidspoon@kprz.com is a great way to do that. If you want to have inspirational sayings, cool photos, plus scriptures, you can go to Facebook and type in KPRZ and see our Facebook page because we do some cool stuff there from time to time. We are pretty confident, as we mentioned prior, that we will have Scott Wilder on the show in probably about 15, 20, 25 minutes or so in the next hour. So you can give us an update on what's going on in Houston. I will say when this whole thing first started, so, you know, my son recently moved out there with my grandson and my daughter-in-law. So the first thing, as soon as this thing came up, is I'm sending them a text. But in my mind, I think Houston and, you know, Texas, it's all like one, you know, big thing. Apparently it's a large state. So I guess they are about 8.5 hours away from anything. So they got some rain, but they're like on the other side of Dallas or something like that.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, they got some stuff going on there, though, that is like, wow. I did watch some of those videos. Did you see some of the videos of the water coming in, like at the television station? That was like, wow. So that's people want to be able to communicate what's going on, but there's a safety factor, and we appreciate all the prayers, and we just think it's a great idea to be able to pray for these situations and all of the commitment in the community. I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, criticizing, and, you know, people criticize all the time. It's never going to stop. Okay? People didn't like Jesus. So just, you know, get that in your mind. But you know what? The ministry of Jesus Christ was the greatest work ever done on behalf of mankind. And when somebody does something good, somebody's doing, you know, powerful things, it's like, yeah, they should be acknowledged. It's not complex. I think it's just a good idea. All right? Okay. All right, let's do a Facebook post. This is actually an older one that I had found, and I merged it with another one because I thought it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Prudent. And the title of this is called Again, Again, and Again. And this is really going to speak to a couple of you, so I really want you to hear it. Psalm 85, verse 1. It says this, "You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob." In verse 4, it says, "Restore us again." That's what I want you to get. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. Psalm 85, verse 1. Psalm 85, verse 4. Restore us again. There is a sadness that some believers think God is a one-time-only God. God is not a one-time-only kind of God. If God was a one-time-only kind of God, and then you got saved, the next time you did something wrong, you'd have been obliterated. That'd have been over, right? But since you've got saved, you know what you found out? You've done a lot more wrong since you've been saved than before you got saved, because now you're more aware of what that sin is. And God is like going, yeah, see, that's not very pretty, huh? Ugh, no, that's not pretty. But the grace of God operates in such a way that God doesn't sit there and go, well, you know, I gave you this great opportunity. You said yes to my testimony. You became a Christian. You're saved. And then you blew it. And that's it. I'm through. That's not how God works. Look at this verse. You restored the fortunes, restore them again. You need it again, and you need it again, and again. That's why it's called Again, Again, and Again, because it's not just once, it's not just twice. You know, I do appreciate people. God is a God of second chances. God is a God of 50 trillion chances. Second chances? Are you serious? You know how many times you've blown it? Do you know how many times I've blown it? Do you know how many times you're going to blow it? God is a God of opportunities for redemption. Don't put a number in that. In John chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another." You don't just get one thing in God. Oh, I got one thing. You know, it's like you think God is like a Cracker Jack's box. And you open it up and you get to eat the caramel corn. At the very bottom, there's a little prize. Yay! It's like, that is not how this goes. The Lord is on your side in the sense that he's wanting it to be well for you. He's for you. He doesn't want the devil to beat you up. He doesn't want you to get swallowed up in sin. He doesn't want any of that stuff. And there are times where you will do really well. And that's the time Scripture says, do not be neglectful. Do not forget God. And there are times where you will not be doing well, and you should not be neglectful. You should not forget God. You should be committed to the process of continuing to grow in Him. It's not one blessing. It's one blessing upon another, upon another. He's not done blessing you. What do I have to do, Dave, to get to that place? Well, the first thing I would say is stop painting this picture of God like He's a jerk. That's the first thing I would say. And then the second thing is, you know, when you do something wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts you. You say, yeah, you got to repent. You don't just go, oh, well, I'm just forgiven. I'm just ignoring. You got to say, hey, that is wrong. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I need to do better. That's truth. That's reality. And you need to believe that God who hears you cares for you. And this isn't Him about ruining your life. It's Him about making your life so you can spend eternity with Him. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.